Welcome to your Cambridge IGCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most exciting and intellectually rich texts on your course, The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. Whether you're just starting your revision or you're putting the finishing touches on your exam preparation, this episode is going to give you everything you need to write a top-band response. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Published in 1898, The War of the Worlds is a science fiction novel that tells the story of a Martian invasion of Victorian England. But here's the thing, and this is what makes it so brilliant to study. It's not really about aliens at all. Wells uses the invasion as a mirror to reflect back the anxieties, hypocrisies, and moral contradictions of his own society. When you understand that, every single page becomes a goldmine for analysis. So let's start with the big picture, and then we'll zoom in on the details that will earn you marks. The novel is narrated in first person by an unnamed narrator, a writer and scientist living in Woking, Surrey. He witnesses the arrival of the Martians, survives their devastating attacks, and eventually sees their defeat, not by human hands, but by Earth's own bacteria, to which the Martians have no immunity. That ending is crucial, and we'll come back to it. But first, let's walk through the key events so you have a solid plot foundation. The novel opens with the narrator observing strange cylinders falling from Mars. The Victorians are curious but complacent. They assume they are superior to any other life form. This complacency is immediately significant. Wells is already critiquing the arrogance of Victorian imperialism. The Martians emerge, deploy their terrifying tripod war machines, and begin systematically destroying everything in their path using the heat ray and the black smoke. The narrator witnesses the destruction of Woking and flees toward London. Society collapses rapidly, the military is powerless, the church offers no comfort, and ordinary people descend into panic and selfishness. The narrator is trapped in a ruined house with the curate, a clergyman who represents the failure of religious faith in the face of overwhelming horror. Eventually, the Martians die. Not from any human effort, but from infection by bacteria. The narrator is reunited with his wife, but the world is permanently changed. Now let's talk about the themes, because this is where your marks really come from. Cambridge examiners want to see that you understand not just what happens, but how Wells constructs meaning through his choices of language, structure, and form. The most important theme is imperialism and colonialism. Wells was writing at the height of the British Empire when Britain controlled roughly a quarter of the world's land surface. He was deeply uncomfortable with this. The Martian invasion is a direct inversion of British colonial practice. Suddenly, it is the English who are the colonized, the helpless, the inferior. Wells even makes this explicit in Chapter 1, where he compares the Martians to Europeans who regarded this Earth with envious eyes, and draws a direct parallel to how Europeans treated indigenous peoples in Tasmania who were swept out of existence by colonists. This is a devastating piece of social criticism, and it's one of the most powerful moments in the novel for analysis. When you write about imperialism, always link Wells's authorial intent. He is forcing his Victorian readers to experience what it feels like to be on the receiving end of imperial conquest. The second major theme is human vulnerability and the fragility of civilization. Wells shows that beneath the veneer of Victorian progress and confidence, human society is extraordinarily fragile. Within days of the Martian arrival, London, the greatest city in the world, the capital of the most powerful empire, is abandoned. People trample each other in the streets. The military, the church, and the government all fail. The narrator himself is reduced to a desperate, animal-like state of survival. Wells uses this to question the Victorian faith in progress and human superiority. The phrase, the rout of civilization, captures this perfectly. Civilization doesn't just bend under pressure, it routs, it collapses entirely. The third theme is science and technology, and this is a double-edged one. Wells was a man of science, fascinated by Darwin and by the possibilities of human knowledge. But he was also deeply worried about where unchecked scientific and technological progress might lead. The Martians represent a kind of ultimate technological civilization. They have evolved beyond physical bodies. They are pure intellect and machinery. And yet they are also cold, emotionless, and utterly destructive. Wells seems to be asking, what is the cost of pure rationalism without humanity? This connects to the broader Victorian debate about science versus religion, and it's why the curate's such an interesting character. He represents a faith that cannot cope with the new scientific reality, and his breakdown in death is deeply symbolic. The fourth theme is survival and evolution. Wells was heavily influenced by Charles Darwin, whose theory of natural selection had shaken Victorian society to its core. The novel is saturated with Darwinian ideas. The Martians are presented as a more evolved species. They have dispensed with digestive systems. They communicate by telepathy. They are, in evolutionary terms, what humans might one day become. But the irony, and this is Wells' masterstroke, is that their very evolutionary advancement is their weakness. They have no immunity to Earth's bacteria because they evolved on a different world. It is the smallest, most primitive life forms on Earth that defeat the most technologically advanced beings in the solar system. This is a profound statement about the interconnectedness of life and the limits of pure intellect. Now let's talk about Wells' narrative methods, because AO2, the analysis of writer's craft, is worth 40% of your marks. You cannot afford to neglect it. The first-person narrative voice is central to everything. The narrator is unnamed, which is significant. It makes him an everyman figure, a representative of humanity rather than a specific individual. His perspective is limited. He can only tell us what he sees and experiences, which creates a powerful sense of claustrophobia and uncertainty. We share his terror because we are trapped inside his consciousness. Wells also uses the retrospective narrative. The narrator is telling us the story after it has happened, which creates dramatic irony. We know humanity survived, but we still feel the tension because the narrator's past self did not know this. This is a sophisticated structural technique that rewards analysis. Wells' language is remarkably precise and scientific, which is itself a technique. The Martians are described in clinical, biological terms, intellects vast and cool and unsympathetic. The word unsympathetic is particularly chilling because it denies the Martians any human emotion. The adjective cool suggests not just temperature, but a terrifying detachment. When you analyze language in your exam, always zoom in on individual word choices and explain their effect on the reader. The structure of the novel, divided into two books, The Coming of the Martians and The Earth Under the Martians, is also worth discussing. The two-book structure mirrors the two phases of the invasion. First, the shock of arrival, an initial destruction, then the sustained occupation and its psychological effects. The second book is darker and more introspective, focusing on the narrator's mental deterioration and his encounters with the curate and the artillerymen. Right, now let's talk about exam technique, because knowing the text is only half the battle. You need to know how to deploy that knowledge under exam conditions. The most common mistake Cambridge examiners see is what we call plot summary. Candidates retelling the story rather than analyzing it. Every paragraph you write must be analytical. Ask yourself, what technique is Wells using here, and what effect does it have on the reader? Use the Peel structure, point, evidence, analysis, link, make your point, embed a short quotation, analyze the specific language choices, and then link to the wider text or context. The second most common mistake is treating context as a separate paragraph, bolting it on at the end like an afterthought. Context should be woven into your analysis. When you discuss the Martian invasion, mention Victorian imperialism in the same breath. When you discuss the curate's breakdown, reference the Victorian crisis of faith caused by Darwin. Context earns marks when it illuminates the text, not when it sits alongside it. The third mistake is feature spotting without analysis. Saying Wells uses a metaphor here earns you nothing. Saying Wells uses the metaphor of the route of civilization to suggest that human society is not a solid structure, but a moving, panicking mass, easily scattered, mirroring the way colonized peoples were displaced by imperial powers. That earns you marks. For the Cambridge IGCSE literature paper, you will typically be asked to write about a passage and then the text as a whole. Spend roughly equal time on both. In your passage analysis, focus on specific language choices, sentence structure, and imagery. In your whole text analysis, focus on how themes and characters develop across the novel. Always maintain a clear argument. Your essay should have a thesis, a central claim that you are proving throughout. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the questions, and you should pause the podcast and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the significance of the novel's opening line, "No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that this world was being watched keenly and closely by intelligences greater than man's? Answer. It immediately establishes the central theme of human vulnerability and the inversion of the imperial gaze. The Victorians believed they were the watchers, the observers, the superior beings. Wells flips this. Humanity is now the observed, the inferior. The word keenly suggests predatory intent. Question 2. Who are the two characters the narrator spends the most time with during the invasion, and what do they represent? Answer. The curate and the artilleryman. The curate represents the failure of religious faith. He cannot reconcile his belief in a benevolent God with the horror he witnesses, and he descends into madness. The artilleryman represents a kind of pragmatic, ruthless survivalism. He has grand plans for rebuilding humanity underground, but he's ultimately revealed as a fantasist. Together, they represent two inadequate responses to catastrophe: blind faith and hollow bravado. Question 3. How does Wells subvert the conventions of the adventure story in his ending? Answer. Rather than having humanity triumph through courage, ingenuity, or military strength, Wells has the Martians defeated by bacteria, the smallest, most invisible life forms on Earth. This is deeply anti-heroic and anti-imperialist. It suggests that the natural world, not human technology or bravery, is the true power. It also implies a kind of cosmic humility. Humans did not save themselves. Question 4. Name 3 key literary techniques Wells uses and give an example of each. Answer. First, dramatic irony. The retrospective narrator knows the outcome, but his past self does not, creating sustained tension. Second, extended metaphor. The Martians as colonizers, mirroring British imperial practice. Third, zoomorphism. Humans are repeatedly described in animal terms such as ants and rabbits to emphasize their powerlessness. And now for our summary and sign-off. Here are the 5 things you absolutely must remember about the War of the Worlds. 1. The Martian invasion is an allegory for British imperialism. Wells inverts the colonial relationship to force his Victorian readers to experience subjugation. Always connect the Martians to the British Empire in your analysis. 2. The first-person retrospective narrator is a key structural technique. It creates intimacy, limitation, and dramatic irony simultaneously. Discuss how Wells uses narrative perspective to shape the reader's experience. 3. Wells critiques Victorian complacency, religious faith, and scientific hubris. The curate, the artilleryman, and the military all fail. No existing Victorian institution can cope with the invasion. 4. The ending, defeat by bacteria, is the most important moment in the novel for thematic analysis. It embodies Darwinian ideas, challenges human arrogance, and delivers Wells' central message about humanity's place in the universe. 5. Language analysis is your route to the top marks. Zoom in on individual word choices. Vast and cool and unsympathetic. The route of civilization. Intellects greater than man's. These phrases are packed with meaning and reward. Close analysis. That's everything for today's episode. You've covered the key themes, the writer's methods, the exam technique, and the essential quotes. Now go and practice, write a timed response, test yourself on those quotes, and make sure you can explain the significance of the ending in your own words. You've got this. Good luck in your exam, and I'll see you in the next episode.